Hey, it's Larry here from Xbox's Major Nelson. Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. We're doing the show live right now. It is a little bit after 2 o'clock Pacific, 10:02 Pacific time, 1:02 Eastern. We have balloons in the studio, but we also have some amazing talent. Check this couch out. Can we show everybody that's here? Look at this. We've got Rebecca, we've got Kelly, and we have Malik. Malik, what are you doing?
I don't know. You know when you're getting ready to take a picture.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do with your face.
Yeah.
That's kind of what was going
okay.
on there.
Well, don't do that.
Okay.
That's what not to do. Anyway, we're excited to have everybody here. Well, thank you for joining us on your Friday, wherever you are around the world. Jeff is not here. Where is he?
Vacay.
Oh, he's on holiday, as Graham used to say.
Well deserved, by the way.
Yeah, he's on holiday somewhere. But we're here with you. Got a great show. Probably saw my tweet earlier. Rod Ferguson from the Diablo franchise is joining us. You guys play Diablo, right? I mean, who doesn't? Excited about that. But Rod has a huge history here with Xbox. We're going to talk about Diablo 4. Talk about that. Ubisoft Plus is now available on Xbox. I have an interview later on, and we also have some news. But first, we have to get to what we're playing. If you're joining us on Twitter or YouTube, head over to twitch.tv/Xbox. We've got a chat there. You guys have the chat up? We got it up here, right?
Yeah.
We do. It's covered by balloons.
Oh, so let's talk about the balloons for a second. Can we go for a wide shot?
Any recent chats? We'll have to wait for
it. Let me tell you what happened. So we've got this beautiful studio here that the Xbox team uses for streaming, and we come in here, and they are celebrating 700,000, either that or one. Although it looks like 100,
it looks like 100,000.
Yeah, because
that's
it
not
looks
a,
like 0.00001.
It's not a clear seven, but they're celebrating the fact they have 700,000 followers on subscribers on Twitch. Later on today they're going to be doing a bunch of things, some special streams, and so when we walked in this morning, we were quite surprised that this was all celebratory.
Yeah. I love it.
I love the balloons.
Big accomplishment. Yeah.
That's right. But we can't see your recent chat, so give us a second.
Yeah, so the balloons are all covering the chat area. So anyway, so excited to have that. But we kind of usually at the beginning of the show talk about what we're playing. I figure we'll start with that right now. And, you know, Rebecca, what are you playing? I know what you're playing because you're going to play it later, too.
I know. I'm really excited.
Yep.
Okay, so we have Minecraft Legends coming out on Tuesday.
Yay!
And as part of the Legends team, I get special early access. I'm very excited. We also have a bunch of YouTubers and Twitch streamers who are going to be playing it this weekend, leading into launch.
Yep.
Really cool stuff. But yeah, so I've been playing it for the last week or so, doing some PvP matches with my team, and yeah, I'm excited to show you live on the stream.
So what we're saying is later on, in about 35-40 minutes, we're gonna play on your game save. We're gonna play a little bit of the game live right here on the air. This is the first time it's being shown on the Xbox channel live.
Yeah, I think the last game that I played live on stream was the Ollie Ollie.
Nice.
So hopefully I'll be a little better.
Yeah,
this
will be a little bit better. But anyway, we're excited to do that. So that's really what you've been playing. You've been focused on your regular job. Kelly, what about you?
Everything.
Oh, you're going to ask me?
Oh, are we on a podcast right now?
I'll start thinking about my answer.
Right.
Yeah, thank you. So I feel like everything I'm playing is just waiting for Diablo, to be honest with you. After the beta, it's pretty much all I can think about. And that's, what's on my brain. But I am playing the new Disney Dreamlight Valley update.
Nice. I'm laughing because you've been on the show for months, and every time you're like, I'm playing this, I'm like, okay, cool.
I'm playing it. I do my dailies.
Right.
I have to farm my pumpkins. I have, I got chores to do, Larry.
Right, I get it. I get it. I appreciate that.
That is one of my dailies. And then I've been getting back into Apex, too.
Right.
I was on an Apex hiatus for a little bit.
Right.
But I have been back there. And I do want to just take a second to shout out the Twitch team, because 700,000 is a big deal. And I love the balloons. And we have a lot of talented folks working on the channel to make
it. You and Malik have been on the channel frequently.
But Kelly,
we dabble.
Mostly. Kelly had a whole Apex show every Wednesday. So
I remember that.
Kelly, you're a really big part of that, I'm sure.
So you're 650,000 of these 700,000.
Easy.
Brought them in. Brought them in.
No, it's all the team. And they're super talented, and always make sure that we're set up for success here. So
yeah.
Right.
Shout out to the guys.
Behind the... Yeah. The wall,
well, thank you. Malik, what are you reading?
I've been playing Rigor. I'm just kidding. I love
really?
Rigor, by the way. Yeah, throwback. No, I actually...
Did you notice he missed that, Kelly?
No, I didn't miss it. I'm going to get to it. So Larry asked me what I've been reading. So if you haven't been watching the show, where's my camera? This one. I've been on a little bit of a video game hiatus, you know, just trying to... I play Apex every once in a while, but I'm trying to, you know, every night I go to the gym, I, you know, play with my dog and stuff like that.
You know, you can read when you're at the gym, right? When you're on the treadmill or working out, maybe?
I could.
Literally, no one does that.
Really?
No one does that.
Okay.
I've seen some people read on the bike sometimes, and I'm like, how can you do that? Like, yeah, how does
okay,
that
I've
work?
I've seen that one before, yeah.
Yeah, but I do have two books. By the way, somebody pointed out that I tweeted out a while ago that I went to a bookstore, which, by the way, was against my will. I was just with friends, and we went to the bookstore.
You were held hostage at a bookstore?
You could say that.
It was against my will, he says.
Yeah, so you could find a tweet with the two books that I have that I could read if I wanted to.
All right.
Which one is, you had him on the show, Reggie Fils-Aimé from Nintendo. Yep. So I have
He's book. A friend of the show.
A friend of the show. And then I have another book that I got at the same time at that bookstore about plane crashes. Because I'm just fascinated by that.
You always have been. I remember we had this conversation off there, so good for you.
Malik always bringing in the dark vibes. Yeah. No, it's fine.
We love it.
Anyway, if you're joining us, wherever you're joining us, head over to twitch.tv/Xbox. Hit that subscribe button so they can get that up to 1 million, or maybe it's 200,000. I don't even know. You know, I don't know what's going on in the air.
Maybe they can hit 710,000.
710,000. Do it. You know how to do it. Ding, ding, ding. But we're great. We're thrilled that you joined us, but we've got a chat going on here. We're going to give some things out in the chat, and then later on my Twitter, we've got Free Code Friday, which I give away stuff as well. Malik, you got the balloon?
I can't wait for you to trend. Larry always trends when it's Free Code Friday.
Well, it's... No, people trend.
That's right.
People trend. Now, I also want to point out, I did see some people asking me on Twitter, why aren't I streaming the show on Twitter? Apparently, I can't because I don't have that ability anymore. Something with the way Twitter's running. So Elon took it away from me. Mm. Elon giveth and Elon taketh away.
Isn't it X now?
I whatever.
Isn't that what it's called? Yeah, like X?
Something like, they changed their name.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But anyway, you found us here on Twitch, and that's the most important thing. Anything else you guys are playing? Because we're going to get into Rod in just a minute and talk about Diablo. Rebecca,
I actually downloaded the Magic the Gathering mobile mobile game.
Really?
I don't know. I've been talking to some people. We just announced pretty recently a Dungeons and Dragons content with Minecraft.
Right.
The original game. And so I was kind of thinking about Wizards of the Coast and D&D, and I was like, man, I haven't played Magic the Gathering in a really long time, since like way before the pandemic. And I was like, I wonder what the mobile game is like.
Right.
You know, it's been out for a long time, but so I'm going to give that a shot.
Good. Good, good, good. Yeah, you know what I'm playing right now? We haven't really talked about what I'm playing.
Yeah, Larry, what are you playing?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Dredge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still playing. Have you played it? It's an interesting game. I explained it last week on the show, Rebecca. I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at it, Kelly, Malik?
No, not yet. No.
So it's a resource management fishing mystery game.
I still haven't tried it yet.
And it's one of those where you kind of look, cock your head and go, what? And then you start playing and you're like, okay, it's working.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out the mysteries of the deep.
It looks pretty
cool. That sounds really fun.
Yeah. The mystery.
I think I saw you playing this and I looked into it and I said, I'm going to play that.
Yeah.
And I immediately forgot that I said that.
Yeah. And then because you went into Disney Dreamlight Valley and was like arranging candy
fishing
corn
there.
Or something.
I had to get Nala into my village. Right. I have priorities.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. It's not something that I'm playing, but I did go see the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Tell me about that.
Ooh. I really enjoyed it. I thought that it was really well done. It had the perfect balance of having a compelling story, but also just feeling like you're playing a video game.
Right.
Like, it was very true to the content. And I've had the song Peaches stuck in my head for however many
Peaches?
Days. What?
You don't know that? Okay, never mind.
No, I don't know.
It's a different song.
Oh, boy.
I don't think that one's in there.
And it, like, Jack Black does some singing on the soundtrack. The soundtrack honestly goes so hard. Like, it has some really good tracks. I was bopping along to it. I saw it with my good friend, The Mav Show, and we had a lot of fun. So, shout out to the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Nice.
Good. Great. All right.
Check that out.
Maybe we should, you know, take the kids to it, right? It's a kids movie.
Yeah.
It's good for the kids.
I felt like it healed my inner child. Like,
is your inner child broken?
I think so. We can talk about that on a different podcast. Yeah. But okay. I pay someone else to sit on a couch and tell them here. So, yeah.
So okay. All right. We are going to, you know what we're going to do right now?
What are we going to do?
Diablo 4. Let's bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to the Xbox stream a friend of Xbox, a friend of the show, Mr. Rod Ferguson. Rod, come on in here.
There he is.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. First of all, thank you. I mean, a lot of people know you from all the great work you've done with Xbox. You've worked on the Gears franchise, BioShock Infinite, Gears again, and now you're over at Blizzard working on Diablo, which is this beloved game. And we've had you on the show before, but welcome back.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
How are things going on now? Are you getting ready for launch?
Yeah, it's exciting. We're about 48 days till the game comes out. So,
but who's counting?
But, you know, I'm not keeping track at all. I don't know what... it's... The team's working really hard, and the game is looking great. We we just had our big, you know, two-weekend beta recently. We had, like, 62 million hours of gameplay from players, and so lots of great feedback, and we've been working on that. And, in fact, we just put up a blog about what we heard and what we did, so we're excited.
Well, let's talk about that, because I saw that earlier, and maybe some people haven't seen it, but can you kind of walk us through what you learned from the beta? Because, there's different types of betas that happen, but I want to talk about, you know, what are some of the learnings that you have looked at and go, and then you've gone to the team and say, we need to address this.
I wish I had that kind of authority to go like, okay, you're all going to do what I tell you now. That's not how that works, Larry. So the designers watching, I mean, basically it's looking at a couple of different sides. There's sort of the game side in terms of gameplay. And so we saw people playing and going, hey, there's some balance things we could be doing here. We could make the barbarian a little stronger earlier in the game. We could maybe pull back a little bit on how strong the sorcerer is feeling early on. There's some things around how do we add more variety in the dungeons, as an example. So there's things that we were able to see through people's experience that was really helpful for us, and we still had time to be able to do that because that was the beta for us. It wasn't a marketing beta, quote unquote, where you just like, oh, it's a demo in disguise. Like, this was actually us wanting to test the game at scale. And so that was the other side of it was,
right,
hey, what happens when millions of people show up? What happens with our servers? And there was a lot of great learning there. We saw, like, Friday was a little bumpy when millions of people showed up all at once, and we got that all sorted out so that the, you know, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday were smooth. And all that learning goes into launch. So because of all those little, you know, hiccups, that's what makes the launch even smoother. So that's kind of something that we were really happy to get all that testing and get all that feedback.
You know, you've worked on some storied franchise. We talked about, you know, Gears. You were instrumental in developing Gears all along the way. You worked on BioShock Infinite. People love BioShock. What's it like to now work on Diablo? Because that is such an incredible franchise that has such deep and rich history with primarily, PC gamers, but now console gamers.
Yeah. I mean, Diablo's been around for over 26 years, and so it has had a long history, and it's a franchise that's near and dear to my heart, too. Like, that's one of the things that was the thing that was able to get me away from Gears was the idea that I could work on a franchise that meant so much to me throughout my career and my life. And so to be able to head up Diablo has been super special. And it was just really clear that when we first started interacting with the community around Diablo 4, just how instantly you could see that anticipation and that passion for such the game, the community is just amazing. And to be able to come to Blizzard and work with this team is so talented and so dedicated. And the quality they're able to bring to the work has just been fantastic. So the fact that we're only 48 days away before the players can really experience it is and the fact that we're sort of broadening that sort of reach, as you talked about, you know, traditionally we were a PC franchise and we still are.
Yep.
But the fact that we're able to bring it to PlayStation and Xbox, the fact that we have cross play so you can play with your friends on whatever platform they are, the fact that we have cross progression so you can switch platforms and bring that progress with you. Is really exciting, and it gives us an opportunity to bring in people that maybe haven't yet experienced. I mean, it's been 10 years since Diablo 3 came out, like when it was first released. And so I think there's another generation of gamers now who haven't sort of had that same experience with Diablo that people like me have. And I'm really hoping that Diablo 4 becomes their first Diablo game.
When you look at, you know, why should folks check out Diablo 4 on Xbox? There's a lot of great features that you're going to have in the game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Diablo is great on controller, and it's one of the things that we actually provided on PC as well, as you can play with controller. But that experience on, like, Xbox Series X, we're going to be 4K and 60 frames per second. On Series S, we're HD with 60 frames per second. So there's a lot of great, you know, it's going to be that smooth play. Like, one of the things we really try to do is create a seamless shared open world. So as you move from zone to zone, you just sort of seamlessly, you know, have that transition. And you can really feel that when you have that sort of the power of Xbox behind you. So there's just, it's going to look great. It's going to play great. And I love it on controller.
Now also there's no loading, as you talked about the seamless transition, that, right? There's really no loading as you go between the scenes, or it's really gentle.
Well, it depends on what you're talking. Like,
sure.
as you move through the open world, like, we go from zone to zone, because what people don't understand in the background actually is that as you move from parts of the world to another part of the world, it actually changes servers because there might be other people. So it's kind of putting you in with other people that could be in your world. And that is, you know, seamless as you go across the world. And so you may not think about that, like, oh, as I'm on my horse riding across the map, I'm actually changing server as I ride across the map. And yeah, that's all seamless. Now, there are loading into a dungeon.
Sure.
Or if you teleport back to town, where there's sort of a big change in scenery or a big change in location. But yeah, it's across the world, it's seamless. But we're just like, you know, being able to playing the game, we put a lot of attention into what Diablo 4 looks like. We wanted to have that sort of old masters feel, that Renaissance painting feel. And so being able to do that at 4K and at 60 is just, it feels really good and it looks really good.
You know, you did something interesting when you were working on the Gears franchise where you brought it to PC. So now you had to take originally a controller game and map it to a PC. But on Diablo, you know, you went the opposite way. You had to go from PCs. What was that like, making that transition to make it feel good on a controller, for controller folks?
Yeah, well, we had a lot of practice prior to me. Yeah. The Diablo 3 team brought it to Switch, and Diablo 3 came to console as well. And I actually, you know, the PR team doesn't like me to say, but I actually prefer Diablo 3 on console. Like, I feel like it plays better.
Right.
But that's just our little secret. but then even when we remastered Diablo 2 Resurrected recently, that was another thing we wanted. It was a 21-year-old PC game, and we said, you know, hey, we're going to remaster this and make it look contemporary, and then we're going to bring it to console as well. So that was another getting that feel of what does it mean to be sort of in direct control, because that's really one of the big differences between sort of a mouse and keyboard and controllers. Like, with mouse and keyboard, you're sort of this, you click to tell the character where to go, and you're kind of this benevolent deity above them going, go here, cast that, go here. But as soon as you pick up a controller, you're in direct control. That little character is now you, and you're doing it directly. And it has a different feel to the game. Both are great. I love playing both ways, but it does have a different feel to have that direct control.
You know, it's interesting because it's an excellent way of describing it, is that it's that direct control function. You know, you talked about the beta. You earlier today, you released some information about some of the learnings from the beta. You know, how many days do you have left? 40 what?
48, yeah. 48. And we got lots of stuff happening all the time.
Yeah.
You know, even from tomorrow, we've got the Hell's Inc. Is finishing up its tour in Seattle. So
I think we have a photo, if we can bring that up here. Let's take a look at that. Look at that.
So when Hell's Inc. went to Las Vegas, I took that opportunity to represent my Necromancer preference of play. And so I got the Necromancer class icon tattooed on my arm for the rest of my life, much like I have the Gears of War Crimson Omen on my other arm.
Right.
but yeah, if you're in Seattle and you're interested in a free Diablo Flash tattoo, go check out a website and go see them. They get through a lot. We've had well over 100 people get through in a day. So please go down and check it out.
You know, before I let you go, Rod, first of all, it's great to have you on here. Before I let you go, for some folks that are new to gaming, you know, you and I have been in the industry for quite some time, and we've seen gamers grow up like you and I grew up gaming. But there's some new folks. For folks that are new to the Diablo franchise, what do you say to them? Because, I mean, it can be a little daunting when you look back and go, oh, God, the game's not 25 years. I don't know anything. I'm not even 25 years old, right? Think about that.
Right.
So what do you say to some folks like that?
Yeah, it's really about don't be intimidated by the four. It's, you know, it's just a sequence. But one of the things about Diablo is we really wanted to make sure that for the people who have been with us, we wanted to honor the past. And so I like to use this simple formula that we're the darkness of Diablo 1, we're the progression of Diablo 2, we're the visceral combat of Diablo 3, and then we're the shared open world with the freedom of choice as part of the innovation of Diablo 4. But You know, we purposely put Diablo 4 about 50 years after Diablo 3 so that there's a couple of ties to the past, but it actually has a big enough separation that you can start fresh in Diablo 4. And it's actually been created from the ground up, much like it was created for PC and console from day one. We've also been working towards that. It's for, you know, people who've been with us, but also new players. And our game director likes to say that if you've been with us for a while, we want Diablo 4 to be your favorite. And if you haven't, we want Diablo 4 to be your first. So don't be afraid of, there's not a ton of lore that you have to know. There's no books you need to read. Just jump right in and you'll wake up in a cave and set out into the world to find your glory. And it's there waiting for you.
Well, I've been watching the Twitch chat here, and people are really enjoying seeing it. They got a ton of questions that we can't get through all. I also want to remind folks that we've got the Diablo 4 Xbox Series X bundle that you can get attached to. And then you can pick up the Digital Deluxe or Ultimate Edition for exclusive early access to the game starting June 2nd. So that's even fewer days than you just mentioned, right?
Actually, no, I gave you that. That was 48 okay. for that day. I'm focused on early access.
Yeah, fantastic. Any other final words you want to say before I let you go?
I just hope people come and join us in the Sanctuary. You know, like, this is the game that we're really excited about, where it's about being able to play your way, that we have a lot of choice in the game, from choosing, you know, how you look, to the skills you take, to how our story is nonlinear, so you can go and play the story in whatever order you want to. You can explore the world any way you want to, in the dungeons and the cellars and all this. We have, you know, you can choose to play by yourself, play with friends, play with strangers, make some friends as you, like, take on our world boss. And then, like I said, it's cross-play and cross-progression, so you can play where you want to. So there's that whole, you know, Diablo 4 is all about freedom of choice, and it's coming soon. So, you know, as we like to say, hell welcomes all. So come join us in Sanctuary.
All right. Rod Ferguson, Diablo 4 coming on June 6th, coming to you. So I appreciate we'll get you on the show maybe again closer to launch. But thank you again, and good luck to the team as you guys get ready in those 47 days.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Rod. So good to talk to Rod, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I love Very that. Cool. I love that last point on new players jumping into Diablo, because I've actually never played a Diablo game before, and I didn't get to jump into the beta because I had a prior engagement both weekends.
Right.
So I am excited to hear from Rod about you know, players being able to just jump in with Diablo 4. Don't think about the number, just jump in and have a good time. So really excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important, because, as I said, you know, there's so many people that are new to gaming and don't really, they've heard about this Diablo franchise, and it can kind of be scary, because you feel like you missed the boat, you missed the party. Did you play any Diablo? I know you did, Kelly. You just talked about it before the break.
I have, like, stars in my eyes.
Really? You've never met Rod?
Okay, so I'll admit this embarrassing story. I met Rod and asked for his autograph at a FanFest event years ago, because I think two of my favorite games of all time are Gears 4 and Diablo 3.
Really?
So he's like my hero. And then I ended up, like, you know, Blaine, who was on our PR team.
Yep.
It was like him and Rod, and they were doing autographs at a FanFest event. And I was like, oh, can I get my poster signed? And then afterwards, I was like working with Blaine on something. And I was like, I don't think I'm brave enough to tell him that at one point I asked for his autograph in this industry. And now I'm like working with him on stuff.
It's
okay. Diablo means a lot. Means a lot to me.
Yeah.
There was a time where, like, I wasn't gaming a lot. Like, through college, I couldn't afford a console, a online subscription, like, games, so I kind of fell off, and Diablo was one of the first games that really got me back into gaming, and
right.
I finished it first on my PS4,
right,
and then played it on Xbox, and it just was the first game in a long time where I was like, oh, I love this, like,
right.
This is my jam, and and then when I got into product marketing, my boss at the time was a huge Diablo fan. And during my final interview for that job, we just talked about Diablo for 30 minutes. And
right.
He was like, you're going to be a good fit here. And so Diablo is kind of how I got into product marketing, too.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I had a similar situation when I joined the Xbox team. That's when World of Warcraft was big. Mm. And my boss at that time was playing it, and he was mortally offended that I didn't really have a good character. And he booked a 2-hour meeting with me, and I was like, what is this 2-hour meeting? And he said, just show up. And we showed up, and he power leveled my character for 2 hours during the day. It was bizarre. Anyway,
that's awesome.
We have Mikey Barr in the chat as well. Xbox Quick, or used to be Xbox Quick. It's nice. Great to see Mikey Barr, who's down there. He's ahead of Blizzard. I mean, he's, wow, I remember him when. We all remember when he was here.
That's right.
That's anyway.
Fine. He said I should get my Diablo tattoo on my forehead, and then I can just lift up my bangs and show right. everyone I'm a Diablo That's fan, smart. And then lower them again.
That's
and
just
then,
gently.
Yeah, like anyway. Those pillows that have two oh. pictures on them, and yeah. depending on where you...
Sequins.
Lenticular. We got some news to go through, and then we're going to talk about Ubisoft Plus. Do you have some news there, Rebecca?
There's some news this
Some news,
week.
Okay.
Just a few things.
All right.
Yeah, so next week there's a lot of games coming out. We have Air and the Crystal Comet, which is giving me Crimson Dragon vibes. God of Rock, which is a rhythm-based 1v1.
Okay.
Small game called Minecraft Legends comes out on Tuesday.
We're going to play that in just a few minutes.
Yeah, very excited. The cool thing with Minecraft Legends, too, is it's going to have cross-platform play from day one, and it's available on... I shouldn't say every platform, but basically every
most major platforms.
Yeah, PC, even Samsung.
What do you mean I can't play it on my BlackBerry?
No, not
on your smartphone.
Yeah. Even the Samsung smart TVs have the gaming hub.
That's
and
right.
So you don't even need a console, and you can play it through the Samsung TV, which is crazy.
Yep, exactly.
Technology, this yeah. is the future. Let's see. We've also got Mage Seeker, which a League of Legends story, which is an action RPG set in the League universe. There's a lot of other games coming on if you want to check out Xbox Wire for the full descriptions. I'm yeah. not doing them
News.
Justice.
News.xbox.com.
I don't have time to do them justice.
Yeah.
This weekend we've also got Free Play Days, Them's Fightin' Herds, and Payday 2 Crime Wave Edition. So the Free Play Days will be going on until Sunday at midnight Pacific time. So
great chance to check out some games for free. That's why they call it Free Play Days.
For sure.
That's right. Is that whoever named that, man. Really?
Brilliant, right?
Brilliant.
That's good marketing, Kelly.
Simple and to the point.
It's news to Malik because he didn't read about it.
So. Yeah, exactly.
This is all wow. happening no. in real time here for him.
Although Them's Fighting Herds, I love that pun. That's a sick name.
I know. As I said it out loud.
That's creativity right there. Yeah, that's creativity.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, and then we also have the Xbox April update coming out this month.
System update, yep.
System update, yep. Yeah. So new Xbox search experience, a little bit easier to filter. And then there's also adjustable active hours for your Xbox console. So you can kind of set down when you're done for the day, the active hours, and then when it shuts down, it will draw significantly less energy than when it's active.
So let's talk about that for a second. When are your active hours gaming?
It really depends. Like last night, I was playing Legends at like 11:30 until midnight.
Okay.
But then usually I'm kind of playing in the middle of the day.
Work.
When I'm working.
Right.
So I don't really.
So your active hours are all over
I think
the place.
My active hours are set to end at like 8 p.m.
What about you, Kelly? When I say active hours, when are you playing the most?
Officially. Sometimes during the day.
Okay.
Wow.
Shout out to my boss if you're watching this. No. I would say like after dinner,
yep.
I'll jump on, do my stuff. And then it depends if the squad's on. We have some late nights sometimes. Like if we're playing Apex and we get into the rhythm of, okay, just one more.
Just one
more. Right.
Okay, one more good one.
You got to number
okay,
two.
More,
let's get to number one.
One more win.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then a loss.
Now, do you go out, like most people, I don't know if you guys do this, but like if you get that W, you're like, let's go out on that.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't. No, the streak can't die.
Or you're yeah. like, oh, we're finally in the group. We got to keep this yeah. party. Let's keep the good vibes going. So, yeah. But typically, like, I would say around 8 p.m. But,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, for me, it's around that time. So, 9 to 12 is when I'm usually gaming. Same thing with can't go out on a loss, can't go out on a win.
Just can't go out.
I know. Just can't when go do you stop?
Until your eyes are bleeding.
Oh, my yeah. God.
So, yeah. I Malik, that's me. So yeah, that's usually when I play. But yeah, it kind of just depends. On the weekend, we go a little later too sometimes.
Just a quick note here that if you're in the Twitch chat, you can go to we've got a live ASL channel. Apologies to whoever is over there signing for us because we're going a little bit fast. So thank you for that. Anyway, well, that's good. I'm sorry, we got some more news.
Yes, just a couple more pieces. So I know a lot of folks worked on this week, but PC Game Pass came to 40 new countries.
Wow.
Which, I mean, that's 40 new countries. That's huge. That's,
yeah.
you know, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands, millions
yeah.
potentially new players.
Excited to get people into PC Game Pass.
Yeah, very exciting. I think there's also some, like, you know, a couple months free for the people who are jumping in.
Yep. Get you started.
Yeah. And, you know, you can also just download the Xbox app on PC, and that's the best way to jump in.
Yep.
And then finally, and.
Oh,
my turn.
The reason for the gloves.
Go ahead. I'll let you go through it.
All right. Last October, we added the Xbox Elite Series 2 to Xbox Design Lab, and we are announcing a new range of colors so that you can find even more ways to make the Xbox Elite Series 2 controllers yours. So there are now 16 main colors for your top and back case, 12 colors for the ABXY buttons, 17 different accent colors for the paddles and the D-pad.
This looks black, but it's not. I want to point that out.
Is that the garnet red?
Yeah, no, this is it's like a burgundy. I'm trying to show it off in the light here, but it's not quite showing off, but it's a good looking controller.
Yeah, there are also some stealthy options like for the blackout ABXY buttons. I love the new, like the metallic finish. So you can see that on the triggers and whoop. There we go. you can see that on the triggers there.
Look at this one.
This one's purple. My favorite,
it's sick.
Sure.
Yeah, it is really.
I know. I love the purple. I think that's the lilac.
Yeah, I would say this is the lilac.
Yeah, I love the metallic finish on the D-pad, on the triggers there. It looks really nice. And of course, it is an Xbox Elite Series 2, so it has the adjustable tension thumbsticks, wraparound rubberized grips, shorter hair trigger locks. I'm wondering how you sign all of these things. These are like, you know.
I don't know.
But yeah, and you can use the Xbox Accessories app to tune the controller through button mapping, adjust the thumbsticks, and you can even customize the color that the Xbox button lights up on.
So that is a cool little feature. A lot of people don't know that. It's in, if you have an Xbox Elite Series 2, you can actually go into the accessories app and you'll see the buttons. I think the next one is like triggers, sticks. It's way over to the right and it'll say lights. I'll tell you, you want my pro tip? Do you guys have profiles set up, right?
I do.
Okay. I have the color based on what my profile is.
Oh, nice. Oh.
So for Halo, I make it blue. For Overwatch, it's orange. And for Apex, it's red.
Wow.
So I can quickly tell what my profile is.
Wow.
Nice.
So
that's pretty cool.
And I see you have three controllers. That means all three of us will be getting those. Yes?
They have a sticker on them. I think I have to return them.
I can take the sticker off.
I have Google on at home. Yeah. Easy.
I also want to point out we showed this off on the podcast last week. This is the Remix controller, which is out for Earth Day. This is from some recovered plastics.
Oh yeah, the trash
made,
controller.
Right.
Trash.
I'm sorry.
Did you really call?
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. It was a joke.
Anyway, that's we showed this off last week. That's available as well. So it's a nice controller.
It actually looks really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the, what is it? It's like the Terra. Yeah, hang on the like the grippy part.
To be fair, I call all controllers trash controllers because it represents my gameplay.
I see.
So it's not the controller.
It's not the controller.
I see.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's us.
You know what the great deal is if you're subscribed to this channel, we are going to give a few of these away next week. There's a special Earth Day stream that's happening. I don't know what they're going to do. Ooh. They're going to do it somewhere on planet Earth.
I've heard some things. I don't think I'm allowed to say, but it's going to be very special.
I'll tell you what's not really Earth Day friendly is these. So.
Oh, there you go. And that comes with a battery, by the way, a play and charge kit with it, which most of our controllers don't necessarily come with. Elite controllers come with it built in. But that's a little added benefit. Yeah. So that's cool.
It even has sustainable packaging in it, too.
I was going to say, I really love the aesthetic of the packaging.
Do you get as ragey as I do when you order something and it shows up in styrofoam?
Yeah. Oh,
styrofoam has no place on this planet or in my life.
I totally agree.
I get goosebumps with styrofoam. But I did want to call out, by the way, I didn't know if I could say it, but yeah, Xbox said it in chat. The stream is going to be at the Seattle Aquarium next week.
Oh, with the otters?
Or on the 22nd, yeah. Yeah, that's sick.
The otters are so cool.
Now, I just found out about this before we were recording that they were doing the aquarium, and I want to offer my services as a scuba diver.
Are you certified scuba?
You're darn right I am.
Really?
You're going to show up in the background.
I'll show up.
Slippers going. Yeah.
So,
a shark following him.
Yeah. Okay. This is the sign for shark when you're diving, by the way.
Oh, okay. Just that makes sense.
Just FYI.
Yeah.
Anyway, that'll be next week. Earth Day's coming up. That's next week. Fun stuff. Fun stuff.
I'd say so.
Good times.
All right. We got anything else, you guys? Because otherwise, I want to talk about Ubisoft Plus, which is available this week.
Yeah, that's the last piece of news.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and roll an interview I did earlier this week with the head of the subscription service. So let's go ahead and roll that now. Ubisoft Plus is now available on Xbox. Joining us today is Philippe Tremblay, who's the director of subscription for Ubisoft Plus. Philippe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. A very exciting day for us.
Yeah, congratulations, first of all, for Xbox owners. Ubisoft Plus is available. Of course, Ubisoft games, we've been playing them for years. We love the content you have. Tell us a little bit about what Ubisoft Plus is for folks that may not be aware of the product.
Right, so Ubisoft Plus is Ubisoft's first subscription service. So it was launched in 2019 with our first queue around a PC offer. And then we launched in later in 2021. The multi-access queue, which gives our players with one single subscription to access all the content on multiple platforms. And so today, very exciting to welcome Xbox into that family and so extend our offer to the Xbox console.
Yeah, I mean, Ubisoft and Xbox have a long history. I mean, we all go back, and I know that last year was the 20th anniversary of Splinter Cell, and you know that was one of the games that a lot of people remember playing first when Xbox Live was just growing up. But what is the importance of Ubisoft Plus coming to console for the first time?
Well, for Ubisoft, and I think this is something we shared with Xbox, is how can we bring and facilitate access to the games, right? And so to in that case to our worlds, and so subscription is a great way to do that, and giving access to the entire catalog that we have to players is a great way for also enabling our gamers to develop to discover new franchise and maybe games that they didn't know were associated with Ubisoft.
Right. And that's but you'd also be surprised to go back and see some of the ones that you want to kind of take a look at again that maybe finish off. Right. Because maybe you haven't finished them, because some of those Ubisoft games are pretty extensive and there's a lot to them. So I know folks are excited. I mean, we all want more games, and that's what Ubisoft is bringing, an amazing catalog. Tell us about the process of bringing Ubisoft Plus to Xbox consoles, if you would.
Right, so it's a process that started a little over a year ago, and it was a great hand-in-hand work with the Xbox team, very strong project management, making sure that we created the right experience for the subscribers directly into the interface, so it was as seamless as possible for gamers. And so we kept on track record, and so we're super happy to announce and bring that today.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, I've been having a chance to test it here on my console at home, and it's great. It's just great to see, like I say, even more games added to my console to be played. Tell us about some of the games that players can enjoy today with Ubisoft Plus.
Yeah, so they'll get access to the full catalog. So that means all the latest release that we have, if we go against time. So Far Cry 6, we have IFR, we have Phoenix Rising.
Oh, that's one of my favorite games. That was one of the ones that I was like, oh, what is this? And I couldn't get enough of it. Check it out. Seriously. Go ahead.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Riders Republic, which is one of my personal favorite as well. But we go all the way back to older editions of our games. So mentioning the Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six Siege going to be there, Ghost Recon, and we go all the way back. So that's backtracking. But also, if we're looking forward, yeah, all our new releases will also hit the subscription day one and in their most premium edition. So that's going to be very exciting. And we know we have a great lineup this year. So there's a lot of great value for our subscribers coming up.
Yeah, and I want to point something, because you said it, you did say it, but it's worth repeating, is that, they're going to come day one, as you said, the premium editions. So that means so all that additional content that folks are used to seeing in some of the premium conditions, Ubisoft Plus subscribers, it's going to be there.
Exactly. So extra content, extra perks, some rewards. So there is a great value for gamers. So it's really specific to each game, but all the time trying to get, the maximum value for our gamers.
And as we said, as you and I are, as this is airing today right now, it's available. Check it out. But how can players sign up for Ubisoft Plus, and what can they expect when they do sign up?
Well, super easy. They can go directly into the console and sign up there. Or if they choose the web, Xbox.com is there for them as well. And third option is to, go to Ubisoft.com as well. And so there's multiple ways for them to sign up today.
make it easy, pretty straightforward. I mean, this is another bringing more games to gamers here on Xbox. You know, we're so excited to have Ubisoft Plus on Xbox. I just want to congratulate you and the team for bringing the product to us. Really appreciate it. Philippe Tremblay, the director of subscription at Ubisoft Plus, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Philippe, and previous, not current, Larry, for that interview.
That's right.
Larry from the past.
Larry from the past. All right. Now, if everyone's ready, we can start at Minecraft Legends.
First of all, we will, but I just want to give a shout out to the chat, to everybody that's joined us in the chat. Yeah. I see some Rebecca fans.
What's up, my homie, Dr. McGee?
I see, you know, we got some Kelly fans. We got a couple of Malik fans.
We
of
don't
course.
Have Malik fans.
We do. We do.
Can we get some Malik love in the chat?
No.
He brings a dark cloud to our podcast. That
there's Malik love in
we get a little too chatty.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to keep us grounded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Xbox Podcast Live. We're doing live this Friday, obviously. We're here on Twitch doing it. Normally, we pre-record it and put it up on Friday, but, you know, Rebecca and I and Jeff were talking, hey, let's do it today. And then Jeff said, I'm out. So tapped you guys to come in and join us. So thank you, by the way. Thank you. I love having you guys on the show.
I love being here.
By the way, I got some interviews for you guys next week to talk about.
Ooh.
So we'll talk about that off the air. But Rebecca, I am so excited. Minecraft Legends, right? Let's walk us through. You got 15 minutes on this show now to tell us about this great game. Coming to Game Pass, coming to PC, coming to console.
Yes, coming to a lot of different platforms.
Yeah.
Very excited. So this, you're going to see, today is the first day that folks can start live streaming the game or publishing reviews, things like that. It is not released yet, not available to the general public, so very excited.
And this is the very first time it's being streamed on the Xbox channel right here. So this is a world premiere.
World premiere.
That's great. But yeah, so let's jump right in.
Yep. Now you can see your gamer tag at the bottom there, Grumpy Ramen.
I am Grumpy Ramen.
Yep. So Grumpy.
Cute. Thank you. Let's see. So Minecraft Legends looks kind of familiar to Minecraft, where, you know, you have the same kind of blockiness, but it's a little bit more high res. Things are familiar but different in Minecraft Legends. And so the story is all of the different, like, mobs and you in the overworld are united together to fight the upcoming invasion of the piglins, who you'll see in a second. I'll skip over this in a minute, but I love this.
This is the opening cinematic.
Yeah. It's
stunning,
great.
By the way. Like, amazing.
It looks really good.
It is so good looking.
Yeah. I love the cinematics in this game. But so these are the piglins. They're invading from the Nether. There's just so many quirky details. So, like, watch the rabbit in the background in a minute.
You see his little eyes peeking through the grass.
Oh, well, there he is. Ow!
Now he's cooked.
Wow.
Rebecca, why did you...
Is that why you had us watch it? You directed our attention there and it turned dark.
No, I think it was Craig Lee from the Legends development team who pointed it out to me, and my jaw also dropped. It's like, that is so dark.
Yeah, y'all talk about me. That was way worse than anything I've ever... Yeah.
Yeah, but so anyway, okay, I'll skip past this now.
All right.
But so Minecraft Legends, so obviously there's a campaign, there's a story, which is also kind of unique to Minecraft, as we all know. Minecraft, we call it the vanilla game, doesn't have a story. The player creates the story. In this one, we have a story for you to go through. There's also versus, so you can do PvP up to 4 players cross-platform at launch. We also have a lot of stuff exciting that's coming after launch. So we have a marketplace that we're going to be launching with, different content for people if they want to purchase and then try different experiences set in Minecraft Legends. And then we have Lost Legends and Myths, which are going to be monthly adventures. So very cool stuff, but we'll just show the campaign.
So the base gameplay, though, I want to talk about that, is it's 4v4, and you're kind of going through it here, but it's what's the goal?
What do you mean?
Of the game. Like, what?
Well, there are a lot of goals.
Okay.
There's the campaign. The campaign has a story.
Yep.
The campaign has a really cool... The story has a really cool ending, but of course I'm not going to spoil that.
Right.
But yeah, then you can also play online. So you can play with your friends. You can play against your friends. So where we're starting right now, so we're on our way to go find an enemy piglin base. So this is the map you can see right here.
And where's the piglin base?
Piglin base is this big bad stuff over here.
Okay.
And then as I progress. So this is still relatively early on in the campaign. Once you get further along, then the map kind of grows and evolves, and
you can
fast travel to different locations. So you can see these are my units. Right now the world is very dark because the piglins had created a beacon that sort of blocked out the sun, because at nighttime the piglins are stronger. So
are those llamas?
So those are, oh yeah, I have a, oh, I forgot, I grabbed a couple llamas with me. So
so let's be clear, this is a game save. This is not right at the beginning,
right,
correct?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, this is about 45 minutes-ish into the campaign.
Okay.
So I have a couple different mobs with me. So I have my cobblestone golems, which are those little gray blocky guys there, and they're really good at damage, like doing damage to structures.
Okay.
And then the other ones are, they look a little different at night. Oh, I can't remember the name of them, but they shoot arrows and they're more of like a ranged mob. And then these llamas, so this part's kind of cool. So you can on the controller, I push X to kind of rally all of my mobs with me, and then I can set off. But so if you come across different mobs while you're playing, you can push X and then they'll join you and they kind of get enlisted in your army. So I was running through the world and I found these llamas and I pushed X and then they came with me. And
right.
then when I attack something, the way that llamas attack is they will, oh shoot, I did not make good choices.
Uh-oh.
Here.
The llamas.
I know. Sorry guys, come with me.
Let them astray.
But so the llamas will spit at your enemies and at the enemy structures, because that's their like attack.
That's
is
their
to
attack.
Spit, which yep. is cool. So there are a lot of little like quirks that are carried over from like the original Minecraft game.
Sure.
All right, so you can see this is the piglin outpost.
And you can even see that the big light going up in the sky.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what's blocking out the sun. But yeah, the the cinematics help kind of tell the story. You can see, I think there's a big baddie coming out.
The dark sky is fueling the piglin's aggression. What can we do?
And so now this is all these other mobs from the overworld come and join you in the battle. So things that were typically your enemies in
creepers are now on your team.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I love this part too. So the zombies, normally in Minecraft, we call it vanilla, the original Minecraft game. In Minecraft vanilla, the zombies will burst into flame when they're out in the sun. And so in this game, we gave them sun hats. So they can stay,
protected.
There. Yeah.
Right. SPF 90.
I love the character development. Like,
cool, right?
You know, your enemies become, you know, a united force against a greater evil.
All right. Destroy the piglin place, creating the permanent that is creating this permanent night.
Sure. So
do not forget to build the well house.
I know. So I'm going to skip over a couple things. Like, there are different ways you can, like, collect resources. So you can see my hot bar.
Yep. Down at the bottom.
But then you can also build these different structures. I will build the well house in case I die.
Now, what is a well house? Explain that.
It's your
your base?
Respawn point?
I yep.
think? Oh, wait. Oh, I don't have enough resources. All right. I'm just going to go for it anyway because...
All right. We're going in, boys and girls. Let's go.
We're YOLOing.
Yep.
Right. One more thing. So I'm going to actually also spawn some more of these mossy golem mobs, because these are your healing mobs.
Okay.
I have a few already, but I'll spawn somewhere. Oh, never mind. My spawn army is full. All right, let's go.
Dun, da, da, da. I like, make, hold the flag up again. There it is. I don't know why I love the flag. Yeah.
Follow
this
the leader.
This is so cute.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, but so this is why we call it an action strategy game, because it's not a real-time strategy game where you're...
Wow, yeah, everything's happening.
Yeah.
This is what?
So you can see I commanded my units to go and attack that, and then meanwhile I can fight the piglins.
So you're not just commanding, you're also in combat.
Very much so. But I'm not
protect
a very
the
good
llama.
The wall is breached. Keep it up.
Nice. But the piglins are a little stronger than usual right now because of the night. Okay.
So if we had waited.
So now they're attacking this. I think that's an arrow tower.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm going to go around and take out some enemies. Some of these other things are also really important to take out, but I'm just going to show you for the sake of the demo. So this is called a nether spreader. So it basically kind of contributes to this dark area that we're seeing. It kind of helps fortify it. But the goal, whenever you are attacking like the enemy bases, is to take down this portal that you can see here, because that's where the piglins are coming through.
Right. And I just want to say the music
in
this game is sick.
What are the that they're dropping?
So those are, let's see, so there's lapis, which I think are what you need to craft, like build materials. Oh my gosh, sorry. I'm really struggling right now. And then the other one is prismarine, which actually, I'm not totally sure. Also, I definitely just attacked my own units.
It's okay. I love the music in this game. It makes it epic.
Let's see, but something else you can do targeted attacks.
I see that.
So I can pick, I can use the bumpers to, or wait, no, sorry, the D-pad to choose which mobs to send. So in this case, I'll send my melee mobs, and I will have them focus, like, there on the nether spreader. Oh my gosh, there are so many piglins here. I should have picked an easier part of the game to demo.
Well, here we are.
It's okay.
Anyway, so this is a little chaotic, but a lot of the game is spent, you know, you get to explore the world. It's procedurally generated, so it will vary depending on who's playing, depending on, you know, each time you jump into it. You can discover different things, different resources, different mobs. Like, I had a bunch of rabbits that were going with me earlier, too.
Yeah, we saw what happened to the rabbits, so enough said.
Yeah. You can also, like, quick command your mobs with Y. I honestly don't know that I'm going to be able to destroy this in the time that we have allotted.
It's okay.
I might need to go spawn some more mobs, too.
Show us how to do that.
Okay, yeah.
So here you are in a battle, and you realize that things maybe aren't going so well. So we're going to retreat!
I know.
Strategic retreat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Alrighty. So, oh yeah, I didn't even take all my mobs with me. Oh my gosh. I hope my team isn't judging me right now for how badly I'm demoing this.
You can play it your way.
That's right. Yeah. And you're talking about playing. That's like
I'm
the most impossible
so much.
Thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But you can see the mossy golem healing. If you saw him like spurting the water, then that's them healing the different mobs. So let's spawn some of these guys. You can also recall your mobs, too. So, wait, I think that's what that is.
So if any are, like, still in there fighting,
yeah,
they'll come back to
any
you.
Any strays.
You can rally back.
Okay. All right. Let's try this again.
Oh, look at how many friends you have.
It's a lot.
You're so popular.
Only in game.
Although I have some bad news. I think you may have lost your llamas in war.
Did I?
No, not the llamas.
I don't see them.
Shoot, no, they just are taking a nap.
Unless, well, they may be still engaged in combat.
Okay, everyone, come on, wake up, let's go.
They went to go live on a farm. They're retired.
The farm, the infamous farm in upstate.
Yeah, upstate New York.
Yeah, in upstate New York. Okay, that guy looks really scary, but we're going to try attacking it anyway.
Whoa.
Let's just go.
Here we go.
Piglins. Get them.
Charge.
This is intense.
It is.
It's a lot. All right, so I'm going to attack these guys while my units are attacking the structure.
If you're just tuning in, you're watching the Xbox podcast. This is the very first world premiere play of Minecraft Dungeons here that Rebecca's playing on world premiere on the Xbox stream. You'll be seeing a lot of this. Your favorite streamers will start streaming this probably today. So you'll feel free to tune in and support them. There's a lot going on here, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Someone said the llamas are taking a dirt nap.
I know. I feel so bad.
Ow.
That's not canon. So.
But you can see when the buildings and the structures take damage, they kind of get this like crackled look to them, and
sure,
that's how you can know that you're, you know, doing some damage there.
And I think I see that on the right hand side there.
Dang, that guy's really big.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a world, Rebecca, in the PvP, you'd be battling another player's base, correct?
Right. Sorry, I should explain the PvP a little more. But I'm just so distracted by everything going on right now.
Right.
But so in PvP, it's really cool because you can kind of assign different roles within your team. Okay, I'm going to retreat one more time and spawn some more mobs. But so in PvP, yeah, you can kind of assign like one person to go into the world and find resources. One person can build your base and like build some defenses. And then you can assign like a couple other people to go and be the aggressors and to attack. Okay, let's try this one more time. Actually, I'm going to spawn some cobblestone golems also because they're really good at taking down structures. So you can see in vanilla Minecraft, you have to go and like punch trees and individually mine for resources. But in Minecraft Legends, I've heard it said that you operate thought by thought instead of block by block. So instead of you doing everything individually,
right,
you're going into the world and you're operating on a larger scale and you're, you know, saying, I want to build this structure instead of, you know, building it block by block.
You got a 54% down.
Oh, yeah,
or there's 54% left. I don't know.
All right, let's go.
Can you bring it down in 3 minutes? I think you can.
We'll see.
I believe
that's a good like optimist pessimist test. Are you halfway there or halfway? Is it halfway dead or halfway alive?
Oh, actually,
alive?
We can totally do this.
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Nice.
You're crushing it.
Wait, who's this?
Thank you for the.
Oh man.
Thank you for that. I don't know if I would agree with crushing it, but I appreciate it. Yay, we did it.
Yay.
You did it.
Yay.
Brought it in under the wire. Look, all right, let's play this. Let's enjoy this.
Soak it in.
Wow, I'm so relieved.
Yay.
Shout out to Rebecca.
Piglins be gone.
It's pretty cool, right? Kind of gives me some World of Warcraft vibes.
Right.
Reminds me of like the Diablo cutscene.
Yeah.
Oh, the peace, the serenity. You did it.
Man.
Right on time.
Oh, thanks for the support, Mike, in the chat.
Yeah.
But isn't it beautiful?
It
like,
so pretty.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to talk about a new game that isn't released yet, hitting all of the key features and taking down a boss. So we need more Rebecca appreciation.
By the way, and on time, we have 2 minutes left in the stream.
Wow. Almost like it was planned.
And to schedule. All
right.
I'm so happy with how this went. This is great. I hope my mom was watching.
Shout out to Rebecca's mom.
Yeah.
I have to print out a screenshot, put it on the fridge.
Man, the audio design is so good. Audio is so good.
All right.
Yikes.
And you can, I think you can normally cut skip the cutscenes. Maybe just, maybe not this one. Okay, so this mission is kind of like the, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a really big checkpoint.
Okay.
In the campaign. So from this point, I think, is when the map opens up. The game, you kind of go through, the beginning up until that point was kind of like the intro.
Right.
And then this is like the full campaign that's unlocking now. So I think that's why I couldn't skip that cutscene. But
here we are.
My character.
And now that's your base. Congratulations.
More
llamas.
Isn't this world beautiful? Everyone should go try it out next week. It's on Game Pass.
Yeah, this is on Game Pass for console and PC.
Next week?
Yep.
Yes, on Tuesday.
So this will be available, and make sure you, hopefully this gave you a good taste of what it's all about. And look at this beautiful world now.
Yeah.
So nice.
You're right. And it does look, it's very different from the vanilla game in terms of the textures. It looks similar, but it's much higher res. So anyway, well done. All right. We're going to wrap things up here. We can cut away from here. And wow, what a show.
What a show.
That was so much fun.
We had Diablo, we had Ubisoft, we had this amazing, successful demo. So thank you.
That's right.
Thank you, Rebecca.
We had balloons.
Controllers.
We had balloons. And the celebration is not over. Stay right here on the Xbox Twitch channel. They're going to be celebrating 700,000 subscribers with you. They're going to be playing later on, and they've got other stuff planned as well. So before we go, Malik, we're going to see if you have anything you want to say before we let you go. I know.
Drink water, eat vitamins.
Read a book.
Read a book.
All right. Thank you. Kelly.
Maybe a part-time job to that one. At a bookstore.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get a part-time job at a bookstore.
Yeah.
I love that.
Kelly, anything you want to say? We're going to wrap up.
No. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure being on the pod.
Yeah.
To hang out with you and Rebecca and Malik. And shout out again to the Twitch team. Make sure you're following because they're doing giveaways of controllers and all sorts of stuff.
All sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, make sure you drop a follow.
Rock on. Yeah, all right, Rebecca, always great to see you. Thank you for the demo.
I'm having a great day now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I feel so accomplished.
Because you killed it.
All right, gang. On behalf of everybody here at Xbox, thank you. Hang out for the celebration. 700,000 subscribers here on Twitch. We'll see you. We'll be back. We're not going to have the podcast next week. We're off next week. But we will be back the week after. So have a great day, everybody. And enjoy Earth Day. Bye-bye, everybody.
See ya.
Bye-bye.